And welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Monday, May 10th, 2021. Today in the news, gold prices soared on Friday after a government labor market report came in well below expectations, reports FX Empire. Treasury yields plunged on the news, pressuring the U.S. dollar, which drove up foreign demand for dollar-denominated gold. U.S. employers hired far fewer workers than were expected in April, likely frustrated by labor shortages, leaving them scrambling to meet booming demand as the economy reopens amid rapidly improving public health and massive financial help from the government. It looks like the bond traders got this one wrong, so congratulations to the gold bulls who stuck with their convictions about the strength of the economy. Well, rising asset prices in the stock market and elsewhere are posing increasing threats to the financial system, the Federal Reserve warned in a report last week, reports CNBC. Investors have snapped up equities, corporate bonds, and cryptocurrencies. They've poured billions into blank check companies called CPACs, and the market has been mostly brisk for traditional initial public offerings. High asset prices in part reflected the continued low level of treasury yields. In this setting, asset prices may be vulnerable to significant declines should risk appetites fall. Well, the global house price boom could haunt the recovery from COVID-19, reports Wall Street Journal. The year of the pandemic saw the largest increase in global house prices since the U.S. housing boom in the mid-2000s, and there is no sign the rally is going to come to an end. House prices rose by 4.91% across 16 economies monitored by the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas last year, sharpest increase since 2006. Outright taxes on the value of homes, the land beneath them, or both are popular with economists, but have yet to find their way into the public policy in most parts of the world. Even without such radical steps, fixing other positive bias housing receives in tax systems around the world would be a good start. Well, consumer credit explodes higher as Americans recover their love for credit cards, reports Zero Hedge. Credit standards saw a complete U-turn as of April. Lending standards for credit cards and autos were the loosest on record. This was not lost on U.S. consumers who, after suffering through a miserable 12 months in which they dutifully repaid their credit card debt, this latest shift in spending patterns means that they're now indeed back to normal. And that with consumers now spending, not just using their debit cards, Americans are once again highly confident about the future and are spending far beyond their means. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.